This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There are so many things in our everyday lives that we just take for granted that seemingly have always been there. Except, of course, they haven't. Somebody invented them. Somebody who could innovate. That's our new series, The Innovators, people who change the way entire industries do business. This week, African Americans who did that, including decades before the Civil War, a black tailor named Thomas Jennings. Dan Bobkoff has that story.
It's not so important what Thomas Jennings invented nearly two centuries ago in Lower Manhattan. In fact, many of the details of his patent were lost in a fire. So this is what we know.
He developed a process for cleaning of clothes, for cleaning out the dirt and debris off of clothes, and it was called scouring at that time.
Pat Sluby is a retired U.S. patent examiner and the author of a book about African-American inventors. She says Thomas Jennings improved dry cleaning and, in the process, made history. Jennings is thought to be the first African-American ever to receive a U.S. patent.
He is the earliest that we have recorded. He is the very earliest in 1821, and this is 44 years before the end of slavery.
This was a time when slavery wasn't even fully abolished in New York State. Yet Jennings was undeterred.
He was a very good entrepreneur and a businessman.
Jennings' work caught the attention of Frederick Douglass, the abolitionist hero. Douglass wrote about Jennings after his death. He says that when Jennings became an adult, he started his own tailoring business and saw a market opportunity for a better way to clean clothes. Now, getting a patent wasn't so easy for anyone in the 1800s.
At that time, patenting was seen to be a God-given ability, and people of color, black people, were seen to be genetically inferior.
Rayvon Fouché heads the American Studies program at Purdue University.
So the idea of a black person receiving a patent was completely confusing and unbelievable to most.
Jennings' business and patent brought him success. As he got older and wealthier, he supported the anti-slavery movement, and it rubbed off on one of his children, Elizabeth Jennings Graham. She became an early civil rights icon after she was forcibly removed from a streetcar just because she was black.
Well, we characterize her as the first Rosa Parks.
Calvin Butts is pastor at the legendary Abyssinian Baptist Church, where both Thomas Jennings and Elizabeth were members. Thomas wanted to sue the streetcar company, so he used his connections to find a lawyer who could win Elizabeth's case.
It was amazing that she could bring litigation against a white-owned company and win.
For Thomas Jennings, who's nearly forgotten by history, it's that first patent that is his lasting legacy. Frederick Douglass writes of Jennings in his patent that although it was well known that he was a black man of African descent, these letters recognize him as a citizen of the United States. In New York, I'm Dan Bobkoff for Marketplace.